This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. But first, as we always do to start the day, we're going to recap how global markets ended trading yesterday.
Nespresso, bringing you the perfect blend of global market analysis and insights.
US markets closed with a hint of uncertainty. The Dow was down 0.3%, S&P 500 down 0.8%, also Nasdaq down 1.1%. Taking its cue also from the US, Asian markets were also down. Nikkei was down 0.7%, Hang Seng down 1.3%, Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, Singapore STA was flat, up marginally 0.04%, and back home, FBM KLCI was also down 0.9%.
So a pretty red day on the board. So for some thoughts on why this is the case and where global markets are headed, we have on the line Song Seung-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Banking. Seung-Woon, good morning. U.S. markets were sold down last night, especially the expensive sectors. Is this just risk off as investors lock in their gains for the year, do you think?
Well, it's the end of the year. We have to worry about the more, I suppose, price issues, shall we say, simply put it. We've got to worry about inflation. So there's still a lot of worry out there. And despite all that, we have seen, especially U.S. stock market, over the past month, you know, grinding higher. And so there's the issue of valuation, especially on the tech sector space. So it's taking some money off the table, like you say, since Christmas around the corner, worry about inflation and, I suppose, with key interest rate decisions coming out, especially with the U.S. Fed. Tonight or 3 a.m. Tomorrow, our local time, it is essentially, you know, people, I suppose, getting a little bit excited ahead of the new set of forecasts and to what extent the Fed may accelerate tightening. So usual things against a backdrop of somewhat uncertain path of recovery, especially with the Omicrons. I always get my tongue twisted around. It sounds like a tech chip as far as Omicron is concerned. So all those things weigh on, I suppose, traders' mind as we head into the year.
Okay, and Seung-Woon, let's talk about the Fed decision that's going to come out. It's their last meeting for the year. Like you say, happening later tonight, U.S. time. What are your expectations with regards to that meeting? Because currently, if we look at the yield curve, it is flattening out, indicating that perhaps the market is expecting slower growth in 2022 then.
Super flat. I mean, I haven't seen today one, but I think the 10-2 or the gap between the 10-year and the 2-year papers had narrowed to something like 70-80 basis point, and indicating, as you say, a very flat rate. Essentially, you know, a concern about the current impact, or not current impact, I suppose, the uncertainty that could come from the coronavirus impacting economic activities could see growth slow down more significantly in subsequent months. But yet, we have seen inflation and spending being extremely strong currently. So, yes. But I suppose it still boils down to what extent consumer still feel being lifted by what they see around them in terms of ample jobs, businesses hiring, to what extent the consumer spend, or will they be also be worried enough by inflation? And certainly, if you look, I think yesterday's data, so inflation expectation continued to climb, the highest in years. So all these things are playing out. So it makes the policymakers, you know, are having to decide to what extent they should move away from the super easy policy. They must and they will. It's a question of at the pace from which they're doing so. I think for a month we've been saying that the U.S. monetary policy is way too loose given the state of the economy, even at this point in time, even with the coronavirus. So it's the questions of moving away from the super easy one to somewhat, you know, less easy, but it's still very easy. I mean, U.S. interest rate is still close to zero, while the economy is still, you know, picking up pace, somewhat uneven, but picking up pace. So it will be interesting to see to what extent the dot plot, shall we say, of the central banks show their optimism or otherwise tomorrow. I think all these are the uncertainty that plays on the mind and, of traders last night or the night before. So we can copy and paste, I think, comment for today, for tomorrow as well.
Well, building on that, do you think Asian central banks will then copy and paste what was decided by the Fed?
Very interesting in terms of Asian central banks, because which is why I suppose our equity market has sort of been whiplashed to some extent by the coronavirus, the many variants we have seen, a more stop-start nature to our economy here. And though inflation has ticked up, fortunately, food inflation remains contained. To what extent, how long that remains contained remains to be seen. So though inflation has ticked up a little bit, not quite as serious as what central bankers in the rest of the world are more worried about. So it's slight flexibility, a bit more flexibility for central banks here in Asia, for most of them, with the inflation picture, with regard to food inflation in particular, but at the same time is the quality of the growth isn't as solid as what we've seen, say, in the US, and that has given them a bit more flexibility on their monetary policy front.
And we were talking about Omicron. I mean, Asian nations are just recovering from Delta, and now Omicron has been thrown into the picture. Which countries in this ASEAN region do you think are going to be harder hit than others if Omicron turns out to be worse than expected?
Yeah, I suppose this is really a case of how individual governments react to whether the outbreaks, to what extent the healthcare system in the respective countries deal with it or have been able to deal with it. If we certainly see we are in a better position to cope because vaccination is higher, we have developed a bit more of a stronger resistance to the new variants, that will help. I think we really don't know, because it is still early days somewhat, even the World Health Organization warned that the new strain is spreading faster than in the others. But they are also not quite sure to what extent the virus can be considered as mild. I think it's still early days before any scientific conclusion can be made at this point. So which country can get on their feet better? It's still hard to tell, because we have seen countries opening and then having to close again, or opening and just never mind, we open and then deal with the consequences or issues that fall out from it as we go along. I would say perhaps by this time next year, the Asian economies will probably in a better shape, hopefully, this time next Christmas. We will see, I suppose, a more balanced recovery across countries. But certainly between now and then, I think the recovery path will be somewhat uneven across all the key ASEAN countries. Essentially, how much they can open, to what extent, we'll see more footfall coming through the borders, all these things play out. And at this point, I really cannot tell.
All right.
Who is going to be in the front or will be lagging behind?
Right. Sang-Woon, thanks so much for your comments this morning. That was Song Sang-Woon, economist from CIMB Private Banking, capping the conversation with an outlook of how Omicron might affect ASEAN countries. At this stage, it's still pretty uncertain.
Recovery
could be uneven, but hopefully by this time next year, we'll all have blue skies or better skies than what we're seeing today.
Nespresso starts your morning right together with the Morning Run, bringing you the perfect blend of global market insights with expert guests.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.